All right, wait, Richie. I'm going to need you to sit up. And then I am going to pray us in. All right? Let's pray. A perfect time to pray. God, thank you for this night. Thank you just for all this, for all of this conversation and just talk that is going on. Oh, we thank you that we get to see friends and be encouraged and reminded that we're not alone. God, we thank you that you are great, that you that even though our lives might be overwhelming, that things might be going on in our lives that are a huge deal to us in bad ways that we're stressed or anxious about. God, we come here and we get to be reminded that you are greater than all those things, that you are a great storyteller, and you are weaving something beautiful out of our chaotic and messy, often messy lives. We thank you for this. We love you, and we thank you for your love for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Last week, we talked about the story, and Sean was here, and he talked about the story of Joseph, okay? Today is going to be our last week in Genesis, and we are going to end on just one little passage about Joseph, kind of at the end. It's the last chapter in Genesis, Genesis 50, verses 15 through 21. Did anyone bring their Bible, by the way? Yes, every time if you bring your Bible, I'll give you a haichu. There's a new rule. If you bring a physical Bible, I'll give you a haichu.
You didn't have a haichu.
Why? I have them locked away, but I don't even bother to bring them out because I don't have faith in you guys. Wow. Yes, Richard?
Is this passage about Joseph and Mary and Joseph?
No, this is a different Joseph. This is a different Joseph.
Joseph is the Mary and Joseph.
He's way later.
Josephine.
Way later.
Is this Saint Joe?
Sit who?
Saint Joe.
Sit Joe? I don't know who that is. Saint Joe? No. No, yeah. I would answer that pretty confidently, no. But 1% of me is like doubting it. My guy Damien. So last week we talked about Joseph. You weren't here, you missed it. But this week, for all of you who weren't here, we're going to talk about Joseph again. One little passage about him, okay? Joseph, as Sean read last week, he was like super wronged in his life. Like people took advantage of him. His brothers like basically kidnapped him and sold him into slavery. They abandoned him. They left him to just kind of fend for himself. They left him almost for dead. And then later, Joseph comes face to face with his brothers. Yes, Jackie?
Yeah, with a fancy sweater and stuff.
He had a fancy sweater and stuff, yes. Robe. He comes face to face with his brothers, okay, later on in life. And he's in this position of power now. He has like every right to send them to like jail or even to death. But Joseph actually ends up forgiving them, okay? And we're going to talk about this. How is Joseph able to forgive these people who have hurt him so bad, right? I mean, this is a pretty huge deal for Joseph. How is he able to forgive them? So let's read the passage. I'm going to read the passage, Genesis 50, 15 through 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, so their father died, okay, they said to one another, "If Joseph is holding a grudge against us, he will certainly repay us for all the suffering we caused him." They're worried. So they sent this message to Joseph. This message said, "Before he died, your father gave a command. Say this to Joseph, please forgive your brothers' transgression and their sin, the suffering they caused you. Therefore, please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when their message came to him. His brothers also came to him, bowed down before him, and said, "We are your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You planned evil against me. God planned it for good, to bring about the present result, the survival of many people. Therefore, don't be afraid. I will take care of you and your children." And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. All right, that might ring a bell a little bit from last week. Maybe. Well, we're going to talk about that. But before we talk about that, I want to talk about when I was in middle school. Probably when I was about your guys' age. 6th, 7th grade, all right? When I was about your age, Cameron, I really cared about my hair. I really cared about how my hair looked. I still do, but in middle school, I was crazy about it, okay? I would, like, put mad gel in my hair every morning. Sometimes, like, red gel, sometimes blue gel. Spike it up, put it to the side, whatever. But if there was one hair that wasn't cooperating, that wasn't like going the right way, I would like wash my whole hair again and redo it. Because I cared that much. Like every piece of hair needed to be in the exact right place. And if it wasn't, I start over. Like my hair was a huge deal. How my hair looked, making sure that it was perfect, was a huge deal to me. right? And I made a huge deal. I made a huge deal about it because I found meaning and significance in it. Like, I was like, oh, if my hair looks good, people will think I am cool, you know? And that, like, that's who I am. Like, I need people to think I'm cool. I need my hair to look good because that's who I am. I found my meaning and significance in it. And if my hair, if I was having, like, a bad hair day, even if I thought I was having a bad hair day and, like, one little hair was, like, going that way or something like that, my like, attitude was off for the rest of the day. My whole day was off. Like, I had a bad day. If my hair was bad, I was having a bad day. Yeah. You know about that, Jackie? About my hair, yes. Other places, no way. But here's the thing, okay? We all, even now, for me, like, it's not, my hair isn't a huge deal, but there's other things in my life that are a huge deal for me. Like, there's things in our lives, and all of your lives, and all of our lives, that are a huge deal for us, right? Maybe it's your grades. Maybe you need to get, like, the best grade on a test. And if you don't, like, it ruins your whole day. Maybe it ruins your whole week, okay? Maybe it's that you want to be, like, the best athlete. You want to be starting. You want other people to look at you and say, yeah, that person is the best. They're going to play in college. They might even go pro. And if you don't get those people telling you that, if you don't get that recognition, then you're like, what is life even about? That was kind of me in high school for a little bit. Or maybe it's your popularity. It's your reputation, right? Maybe your reputation's a huge deal for you. You don't want to be seen with the wrong people. Because you don't want other people to be like, oh, that guy's hanging out with those people. Yeah, that person. Don't want to hang out with them. Or maybe someone just makes one comment about you or about something that you did or who you are, and it, like, ruins your whole day, your whole week. Right? Different things are a huge deal for us. All of us. Different things are a huge deal for us. And oftentimes, this is because we find our purpose, we find our significance, our meaning in these things. We find our meaning in what other people think of us, our popularity, our reputation, our grades, the sports that we play, the clubs that we're involved in, the things that we're not involved in, right? Oftentimes we find our meaning and purpose from those things. And, you know, thinking now that I'm older, thinking back on when I was in middle school, I'm like, I was so silly. Like, no one probably noticed my hair in that one, like, one little, it probably wasn't even going the wrong way. It's probably going the right way, and I thought it was going the wrong way. Like, I look back and I'm like, how silly was I to make such a big deal about that? To be so anxious about how my hair looked. Like, I was so silly about that. I mean, like, it's really silly to let a bad hair day, like, ruin your whole day, right? Maybe, like, to frown and be like, oh, that stinks. But, like, to ruin your whole day, that is so silly, right? But, you know, I can look back at that because I don't find as much significance in my hair anymore. So I'm like, oh, it makes sense. Like, I don't find as much significance in it. So, of course, I think it's silly, right? And I think we kind of see something similar going on here in our passage with Joseph, okay? What should have been a big deal to Joseph, right? These people who wronged him so terribly, his brothers and many other people, but his brothers, they took him when he was young, and he had this really nice robe, like Jackie was saying, beautiful robe. And his brothers, like, rip this robe off of him, and they throw him in a hole, and they're going to leave him to die. But then they're like, no, we can't leave him to die. And so they sell him to these people to be their slave, to work for them, to not be treated nicely. And then he goes, and so many other terrible things happen to Joseph because of what his brothers did to him. And so it should have been a big deal. Like, if I was in Joseph's position and those people came back to me after, it would be so hard for me not to be like, no, get out of here. Like, get out of here right now or else I don't know what I'll do. Like, it should have been a huge deal to Joseph. But instead, Joseph looks at them, and he broke down, he cried, he wept, and he forgives them, right? What should have been a big deal to Joseph, it wasn't actually a big deal. He says, don't be afraid, but I think it's not a huge deal to Joseph because he sees something greater, he sees a greater story, okay? He sees a greater picture that's actually going on, right? So Joseph's brothers come to Joseph, and they're begging him for mercy. They're like, Joseph, don't kill us. Like, we're your slaves. Just don't kill us. And they're expecting Joseph. It even says that Joseph's brothers say, he will certainly repay us for all the suffering that we cause him. They're like, oh, he's going to repay us. He's going to get revenge on us. They're afraid. And they go to Joseph to beg for mercy. But then this is what Joseph says. Joseph said to them, don't be afraid. And this is how, and then the next words, this is where we see that Joseph actually sees a bigger picture. He says, am I in the place of God? You planned evil against me. God planned it for good, to bring about the present result, the survival of many people. Don't be afraid. You planned evil against me. God planned it for good, to bring about the present result. He says, am I in the place of God? Joseph sees a bigger picture than actually what's going on, than actually what happened in his life, than his past. Joseph sees a bigger picture than actually just his life, his little singular life. He actually realizes that his significance, his meaning, his purpose, his worth isn't found in what's been done to him, what's happened to him, what other people have done to him, but actually it's in what God is doing and what God has done and what God will do. He says to his brothers, am I in the place of God? He says, brothers, don't be afraid. There's a bigger picture going on here. Yes, yeah, sure. What you did to me was terrible, wrong. There's no excuse for that. But God is greater than this all. And my significance is in him. My meaning is in him. Joseph's significance is found in a greater life than the one that he lives. It's found actually in living life with God. That's where Joseph finds his significance, his meaning. It's in his living life with God. And that's how he's able to forgive his brothers. Because he realizes that the picture is greater than just what has happened to him, what's been done in his life. I'll get to you in a second, okay? He trusts in a God who is great and who writes a greater story, who writes a bigger picture. You know, imagine how I would have felt like in sixth grade. Imagine how I could have felt if when I was in sixth grade, I trusted in a great God who writes a bigger picture, who shows me a bigger picture, right? Like a couple hairs going the wrong way wouldn't have ruined my whole day. It would have been no big deal at all to me, right? Because who cares if a couple hairs going the wrong way? Because that's such an insignificant thing to actually living life with God. It's such an insignificant thing that to actually living life with God, right? Who cares? If I have some crazy hairs, who cares, right? God is living in me and he's living through me and he's so, so great. Imagine if I could have just grasped that. And I'll just end it here, okay, with a few words, all right? God is writing a greater story with all of our lives. God is writing a greater story with all of your lives. He's writing a greater story with your life. Yeah.
You need a greater story. He's making you take a better future.
Well, keep listening. Those things that are a huge deal, those things that are a huge deal to you right now, those, like this thing right here. Those things that are a huge deal in your life right now, like maybe losing a piece of candy. Those things.
I would be happy if I did.
Even greater things. Those things that are a huge deal in your life, like tests that are coming up that you're stressed about. Those things that are a huge deal in your life, like losing friends or relationships that are kind of going wrong. Or things that you think back on that have happened to you. Or things that you've done in the past that are a huge deal. Here's the amazing news. God is writing a greater story with your life than just those things. Yes, those things are important. Those things are significant, but they're not ultimate. God is greater than those things. He's working in those things. He's working through those things because he's greater. He's greater than those things that feel like a huge deal. Your purpose and significance isn't fully found in what has happened to you or what you've done or what's going on in your life right now. But it's actually your significance, your purpose is found in living with God who is alive, who is good, who loves you every day. And God holds you, loves you, and God isn't done with you, with your story. That's where we can find our meaning and significance, is by walking with God who's writing a greater story with all of your lives. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We thank you that you are greater than we often give you credit for, than we often realize. Would you just help us to be still for a moment and just ponder and think about how great you are. God, you are so great. And we trust that you're writing a greater story with our lives. God, even now as we think about those things that are a huge deal in our lives, those things that are making us anxious and stressed out, that cause a lot of hardship and heartache in our lives, God, we know that you hold them, that you see us, that you are with us in that heartache. And we also trust that you are writing a greater story with our lives. Help us to walk with you, to trust you, to find our meaning and purpose in walking with you, in walking with your son, Jesus, who is alive and here with us right now. God, we thank you that you hold us. We thank you that you hold our lives and that you do write a greater story with them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.